Standing at the Park Bench Cafe and facing south, you can see the intersection of Toccoa and Manitou. This is the boundary between the zoo and the rest of the park. The zoo was part of the park from 1905 to 1932. This cafe area used to be where the Swan and Duck Pond and Hut used to be. The area around the cafe was covered in water. Currently, the area around the cafe needs to be mulched to keep water from this area. If you look closely behind the cafe, you can find a metal ring that was used to tie up the bear while its cages were being cleaned, along with other metal remnants from the zoo period. The bears were kept near the rock wall behind the cafe. Across the street from the cafe is the George Washington Memorial, originally dedicated in 1932 and moved in 2010 from its previous location near 20th and Grand, over the hill as you face east. If you are facing the George Washington Memorial, look left to see a location of the old bandstand. There is a pole that looks like a dead tree that would have been in front of the bandstand. The bandstand was on the hill between Zoo and Grand. In 1916, it was requested that the cost of providing band concerts in parks and playgrounds in the Spokane City be included in the park budget. This did start in 1918. If you are at the cafe, look northeast for this pole. The Owl Castle would have been near the opposite hill directly south from the cafe. The pond was filled in to build the Park Bench Cafe in 1923. Just stand here for a minute and imagine the sights and the smells of the zoo. There would have been the screeching of monkeys, the screaming of lions or panthers. You would have smelled popcorn and peanuts. It was definitely a very popular attraction in Spokane at that time. Refreshments in the park had sparked controversy and discussion. There was a refreshment stand in Manitou and it brought plenty of money in prior to 1913. But the municipal park rules did not allow commercial gain in the park. People still attempted to get the rights to sell refreshments in the park. A manager of the Manitou Park refreshment stand was approved in 1925. Libby, a popular photographer in Spokane, took pictures advertising Davenport as a place that would sell picnic lunches to take to Manitou Park. Wheels for Rent Incorporated opened in 1980 and rented roller skates, bicycles, and sold food. At the same time, neighbors wrote in to seek legal help to prohibit skaters in the park. Currently, the Park Bench Cafe opens between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and a lot of people enjoy the food there.